Praise the Lord. Let me talk. Let me preach before I get too emotional. Stand to your feet. I don't know if I can preach at all now. I ain't got no energy. Let me pray a bit. Amen. Well, Ronnie's back there. Amen. I thought I saw Ronnie. I see Ronnie. Get it.
Father in heaven, in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear Master, we come because ain't no other God to call me except in thee and thee alone. I know you're still able. You realize you're still alone and not leaving none other. Father in heaven, I pray for everyone outside my resource. And dear Master, somebody don't have a home, they know you're in the partner that I've seen. I know he's all right. Let the words of my mouth be meditation, my heart be accepted in your sight in Jesus' name. Amen. I know he's all right.
Your Bible, review it, and repeat after me these words: man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. This morning we are looking at Genesis. We have two scriptures before you read that one. We have one that's in 18, chapter 18, verse 14. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Amen. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Amen. And then we look at Genesis chapter 11 and verse 30. I want to thank good presentation by our AV team and Sister York, Brother James, and these men. And I continue to congratulate Brother York also, because he's doing a great work with the South Central Region's Missionary Baptist General Convention of Texas South Central Regional Brotherhood President. So he was at that meeting yesterday. Amen. Verse 30 says, but Sarai was barren, she had no child. Amen. Sarai was barren and she had no child. Can we read that together? Amen. Amen. But Sarai was barren, she had no child. So this morning we want to talk about, there is a reason things happen. Amen. There is a reason that things happen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. There is a reason that things happen. The true fact of the matter is that things happen for a reason. Things happen for a reason. Whether it is for this, or whether it is for that, we find out that there is a reason things happen. Amen. And as we live life, it's just good to know that life includes things that we don't think have a reason, but they do in fact have a reason. Amen. Amen. I mean, it's there's a reason for it, and we know that the aim of us is to for us to accept what God authorizes. Amen. Amen. For us to accept what God authorizes. If it's authorized by God, I ought to be able to accept it. Amen. Amen. Because it is something that he approved. And if God approved it, who am I to not accept it? And as we look at this text, what we find is that the Bible tells us that Terah, who was Abraham's dad, we find that Terah lived, verse 26 says, 70 years, and he had three boys, Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Verse 28 says, Haran died. He died, and his, amen, parents not supposed to bury your children, amen, but it happens. And it is a reason why it happens. And we find out that Haran died before, verse 28 says, his father Terah, in his native land, in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abraham and Nahor took wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai. The name of Nahor's wife, Milcah. And she was the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah. And the father of Issachar, Haran had two daughters before he died. Some theologians believe otherwise, but we won't belabor that. But it makes this little note that, but Sarah was barren. Sarah was barren. She had no child. It's interesting how those little things can linger on the end, seem so insignificant, yet they are filled with significance. Seem like they are unnecessary, maybe even inappropriate, but it is a significant part of the overall picture that the author is conveying. But Sarai was barren. Amen. We look at God made. The Bible says in the beginning he made the heavens and the earth. The Bible tells us that he made the firmament and he went on and the Bible tells us that he made the plants but on the fourth day it says that he made the sun and the moon. And then the author throws it in. He says, oh, and he made the stars also. Amen. He just kind of tacked it on the end. Amen. He made the stars also. Amen. I mean, there are some stars that you can fit the earth into millions of times. But yet he made the stars. Amen. We can't overlook that much power. Something as significant as the stars. He says he made the sun and the moon, but, amen, he added that he made the stars also. And such is the case with this. As we look at it, we find out that it says that Sarai was barren. She had no child. Very significant to the story that he's about to unfold, because God had told Abraham that he was going to bless him with many nations. He was going to bless him, and he's going to be the father of many nations. But how can that be if your wife is infertile? If your wife can't have children, Lord, how is it that you can make such a promise like that? Why would you say that? Amen. Oftentimes we live our lives that way, knowing more than God, trying to get God to be understandable by us, and we try to conform God and fit God into our thinking and to our logic and to our rationale. But not so. Amen. God does not work like you and I work. God can do what he wants to do. God does what he wants to do irrespective of the circumstances. Amen. He don't take the natural route. He don't follow the status quo. God does things the way he wants to, when he wants to, how he wants to. All he got to do is say it. If he said, it doesn't matter how man expected to happen or wanted to happen. If God said it, then it's going to happen. She was barren, but it didn't change God's promise to Abraham. Because God keeps his promises. He'll make a way out of, even if it, God, and that's the kind of God that we must understand that we're dealing with. He's just that kind of a God. And you can't pull him into your little box. Amen. And make him out of another man. And make him a human. You can't make him like that. You have to put him back where he belongs. But Sarai was barren. Amen. Seemed like it messed up the whole story. Seemed like it just absolutely fouled things up. That little word, but. That word, but, messed everything up. Amen. Amen. It's used to introduce a phrase or a clause and contrasting what has already been mentioned. But, amen, it turns everything back around. Amen. Everything was going right, and then it got turned around. Isn't it funny how life can be like that? You can be doing fine, and things get turned around. And next thing you know, you got all kind of situations on your hand, life. God says he's going to do something, but then he says he's going to do it. But then there's a problem. Amen. But turn things into problems. Amen. It can be going good. It can be going fine. You can be doing fine. But something can happen. Amen. Change the whole story back around. Amen. It can flip the script on you. But can do it. Amen. It's the buts in our lives that mess us up, amen. And we find out that, you remember Naaman? Naaman, the Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 5 that Naaman was the captain of the host of Syria and of the king's army. And the Bible says that Naaman, this captain of the host, he was, the Bible says he was a great man. Bible says he was honorable. As a matter of fact, God gave them the victory simply because of Naaman. Naaman was great. The Bible tells us that Naaman was a mighty man. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, and then we run into a but. Can everybody say but? But Naaman was a leper. Huh? Amen. If you're a leper, it doesn't matter what you got. It doesn't matter who you are. Amen. Things happen. Amen. Doesn't matter what your status is. Amen. Life is not fair. Life does not discriminate. Life doesn't matter what your status, what your color is, where you live, how much your bank account. Life does not matter. Life does not matter. It does not matter. Amen. It can create a problem. You can find yourself with a problem. You can have everything that you think you need, and everything can be going just fine. But then there's a but. Amen. He was a leper. That meant that I don't care, you know, I don't care who you are. I don't care what your status is. Amen. I don't care where you stay. I don't care if you got a crown on your head. Amen. But, amen, introduces to us a change, a contrast. But means that things going to be turned around. But, amen. But is a bad word. It's a word that flips the script. But he was a leper. Amen. He was a captain of the host, but then his gum was going to retract from his teeth, and his teeth one day was going to fall out. Amen. His hands were going to get a numb on the end, and he could be scratching himself, and his finger fall off. Amen. And he will be ostracized to rot outside the camp and excommunicated from his family. No more family reunions. No more Thanksgiving dinner. No more Christmas. But, amen, he was doing fine at first. Amen. But then things changed. Naaman was a leper. He was a leper. And isn't it life has a way of taking things out of your control. Have you noticed? Amen. You can think you're riding high and footloose and fancy free. Amen. And you find out that you'll run up on a problem that money can't fix. The lawyer can't solve it. Amen. No contacts you got will help you. Your mama, daddy, you can call them on the phone. It makes no difference. But, amen, these buts are things that put us on our knees, don't they? It makes you find out that, you know, I got to take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. I think I'm doing fine. Amen. I've got all the money I need. I got the house. I got a two-story house. 5-car garage, amen. They got all of this, and but then life has a way of making you get in touch with the one who is really the only one that's important. You have to call on somebody that can do more than man. Have we got a witness? Man just gonna be here a little under 100 years, maybe. The Lord bless them to go further than that. But the fact of the matter is that we're here for just a short period of time. Amen. And we've got to always be aware of the fact that we've got to learn what's important in this short period of time. Amen. Somebody said it's that dash on the tombstone that makes the difference. Doesn't matter when you were born. Amen. You will get a dash. And there is an expiration date. Amen. You won't be young forever. Your hair won't be. Amen. 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 You tell your neighbor you got to deal with the dash. You're going to have to deal with that dash. That dash makes a big difference. Let me get on out of here. The truth of the matter is that there is just a reason why things happen. Why in the world would God allow something like this to happen? He says he's going to get. He made us a promise, but then there's a problem. Amen. But that problem only generates the right process. You see, God is going to do what he does what he says he's going to do. Amen. But you got to go through a process. Uh-huh. Amen. You got to go through a waiting process. You got to go through a delaying process. Amen. Somebody said that, prayer delayed is not denied. That means that, amen, God may delay on his promises. Amen. But if he said it, amen, you can write a check on it. It's going. The checks will clear. It may not clear when you want it. Amen. But it's going to clear. It's going to be on time. It's going to be like those airplanes. Amen. You board a flight and you think you're going to take off and you're stuck on the tarmac because somebody was irresponsible and didn't do what they ought to do to get on the plane, and they still waiting on them. The people, the passengers are the one holding up the plane. The pilot is ready to take you where you need to go. But then he comes over the loudspeaker, and what does he say? He give you those comforting words. He said, we're going to be here while we're waiting. He says, but I'll make up for it in the air. Amen. and I'm going to make up for it, and you're going to get there on time. Amen, amen. I wish I had a witness. That's just the way he, the process, amen, may be difficult. It may be tedious. It may delay. You may get some delays. You might have some turbulence, amen, in your life. Amen. You may have some trouble, some disappointments, some setbacks, some unexpected. You know how it is. Life got these unexpected things you didn't plan for. And then when they do show up, you can't do nothing about them. You can't write them off. You can't pay them off. You can't do nothing about them. You got to deal with them. You got to look them in the face. And you got to put your trust in God. Well, the fact of the matter is that it's the process. But God has a plan for that process. Understand one thing, the reason why this plan got denied simply was because of what God was doing. We often think about what we're doing and ignore what God is doing in our lives. The truth of the matter is that God is doing something in your life. And it's not according to your plans. And it's not your purpose that he's trying to fulfill. Oh, he'll take care of you, but he has another plan for your life. Just like he had for Isaac. Isaac's purpose, Abraham, when they did have this child, Isaac's purpose was to foreshadow the Messiah. He would be a shadow of Jesus Christ. And how many of y'all know that Jesus was not born in a normal way? Tell your neighbor, he was a miracle baby. He was a miracle. You see, God, if necessary, will work a miracle. And what he's doing is, because of God's purposes, not ours, he has a way he's doing it different from you. This boy can't be born natural. If he does that, he'll mess up the type. The shadow. He'll mess up the foreshadowing of Christ. This baby represents Christ. He will go on a mountain and die where Christ would die about 2,000 years from now. That same mountain, Mount Moriah. He would take a 3 days journey up there. He would be Abraham's only son. Those consistent points in there lets you know that it's really talking about Jesus. And it couldn't be normal. It couldn't be natural. It couldn't be human. It had to be supernatural. I wish I had a witness. It had to be supernatural because of the type, because of the foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, I want you to take now thy son, thy only son. Jesus was identified as God's only, for God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. His only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And so the process was, it was foreshadowing Christ, but number two, it was faith that was necessary. Amen. The process, the journey involves faith. I guess what I'm saying is this, we walked it away. By faith. We walk by faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7, and not by sight. So since we're walking by faith and not by sight, then my life is going to have something in it that requires faith. By the way, what are you doing that requires faith? Are you doing anything in your life that requires faith? Are you doing anything? Or do you have everything pretty much under control yourself? Are you people of faith who don't have to use any faith? You know, people of faith are like that. Hey, so I believe all that, but that's in the Bible. We walk by sight. I got to have everything the way it's supposed to be. I ain't going to have to trust God. I got all this figured out. I got my 401K. I got my job. I got my connections. And what else is it? I'm set. I don't really need God. I just go to church. I don't need faith. A lot of y'all don't need faith. You got it all figured out. You got your safety nets. You got everything. You got it all figured out. And you don't really need God. You don't really need to have to depend and lean and depend on God. You don't want to lean and depend on God. You don't want to walk by faith. You want to walk by sight. Amen. I'm safer. Sight is safer. I walk by logic. I wish I had a witness. I walk by rationalism. Amen. I got to be able to figure it out. If it's not, I'm not getting involved in it. I'm not going to do nothing require walking on water. Jesus said, come on. But I ain't going to do it. Never seen nobody turn a liquid sea into a sidewalk. I can't walk by faith. But Jesus says, come on, if you got the faith, I can take your places. I can do things, but you got to have faith. Amen. We don't want it, do we? Talking about faith. We don't want to have faith. We want to live it the way we want to. But God wants us to live a life of faith. We're people of faith. That means that we trust him even when we can't figure it out. That means we obey him even when it don't make sense. You pray to a God that you never seen before. But I know he's up there. I wish I had a witness. I've never seen him. Have you? But I know he's alive. I know he's real because he's real in my soul. Yes, God is real. Amen. I found out that he's real. And you don't have to make me, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much. He brought me through too much, over too many hills and too many, down through too many valleys. I've been left alone too long. I've been abandoned too long. I know over my head I hear music